So many members of this chamber have stood on the floor this past week to speak about the victims of the disaster, the catastrophe down in the Gulf region, to speak of the victims of Hurricane Katrina. This morning, I would like to spend a few brief moments to talk about some other victims, some very young victims, some victims of a disease that is absolutely, entirely preventable. And this morning, I would like to speak just very briefly about those young children that are born with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Mr. President, the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month having arrived today, I would ask unanimous consent that the Senate observe a very brief moment of reflection to remind women who are pregnant or those who may soon become pregnant that no amount of alcohol, none at all, is safe to consume during the months of pregnancy. So if I may just have a brief moment of reflection. Thank you, Mr. President. By raising awareness, really one moment, one person at a time, we can minimize the harm that drinking during pregnancy causes to our most vulnerable population, and that is our children. In February of 1999, there was a small group of parents who were raising children afflicted with fetal alcohol spectrum disorders. And these folks, these parents, set out to change the world. That small group started an online support group, which quickly became a worldwide grassroots movement to observe September 9th as International Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders Awareness Day. Former Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle was instrumental in having the Senate take notice of this important issue. He's worked very hard on this issue and continues so today, and we do thank him for his efforts. This year, for the seventh consecutive year, communities across the nation are pausing at the hour of 9:09 a.m. to acknowledge this day. Events are occurring in cities and towns, not just across the country, but around the world, from Chilliwack, British Columbia, to Cape Town, South Africa, to Madagascar. Families are joining together today to raise awareness of fetal alcohol syndrome disorder, or FASD. In Alaska, we have Alaskans who will observe this day with solemn events in Anchorage, in Juneau, in Kenai, Fairbanks, and other communities. Mr. President, FASD is an umbrella term that describes a range of physical and mental birth defects that can occur in a fetus when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. It is a leading cause of non-hereditary mental retardation in the U.S. Many children affected by maternal drinking during pregnancy have irreversible conditions, some including severe brain damage. It's causing permanent, lifelong disability. And we have to keep this in perspective. FASD is 100% preventable. Prevention merely requires a woman to abstain from alcohol during pregnancy. And knowing that it is entirely preventable, it is an amazing fact. It's amazing to me to think that every year in this country, an estimated one in every 100 babies are born with FASD. That's about 40,000 infants annually. FASD affects more children than Down syndrome, than cerebral palsy, than spina bifida, and muscular dystrophy combined. The cost of FASD is high. It's huge. More than $3 billion each year in direct health care costs, and many, many times that amount in lost human potential. Lifetime health costs for an individual living with FASD can average $860,000. The indirect financial and social costs to the nation are even greater, including specialized health care, education, foster care, job training, cost of incarceration, general support services. All in all, the direct and indirect economic costs of FASD in the U.S. are estimated to be $5.4 billion. And you can find FASD in every community in America, in native, non-native, rich and poor. It doesn't discriminate. And that is why, last February, the U.S. Surgeon General Richard Carmona again issued another advisory to pregnant women. He said, completely abstain from alcohol use. Now, in Alaska, we've got very, very troubling statistics as they relate to FASD. We have the highest rate of FASD in the nation. Approximately 163 Alaskan babies are born each year affected by maternal alcohol use during pregnancy. And among our native communities, the statistics are even worse. The rate of FASD is 15 times higher than non-native areas in our state. And again, we must point out, this is a disease, a syndrome that is 100% preventable. We can save so many children, so many families, so much heartache, simply by increasing people's awareness of what FASD is and how we can prevent it. In fact, prevention of FASD is 7 times more cost-effective than treating the disorder. And that is why Senator Tim Johnson and I, and several others from both sides of the aisle here, will soon be introducing legislation to direct more resources towards this terrible problem. The legislation that we're introducing is called the Advancing FASD Research, Prevention, and Services Act, and it's designed to develop and implement targeted state and community-based outreach programs, to improve coordination among federal agencies involved in FASD treatment and research by establishing stronger communication with these programs, and also to improve support services for families, and strengthen educational outreach efforts to doctors, teachers, judges, and others whose work puts them in contact with those with FASD. 40,000 American children a year are born with FASD. Our investment today in prevention, and treatment, and research will save countless in future health care costs of this devastating, but again, entirely preventable disorder. So I ask my colleagues to join with Senator Johnson and I in supporting the Advancing FASD Research, Prevention, and Services Act.